In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. It is absolutely apropos that on the American holiday of Thanksgiving, we would give thanks to the Lord. Of course, Eucharist means Thanksgiving, to give thanks. And I was thinking a little bit about the traditional thing that we do in our family when we're at the table with turkeys and casseroles and wine and all the good foods. We like to say the thing that we're thankful for. And I was giving a little thought to that this morning. And really, there's only one thing that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for many things, of course, for children and health and grandchildren, and of course, that I'm well, that all of my family is well, all of those things. But the thing that I just can't get out of my head, the thing that I can't really, it's just part of me, is that I'm a Christian and that I have purpose. And that God loves me, and that I am eternal, that the temporary things that I, a sinner, am doing in this world will resonate in eternity. That I am most thankful for. I can't imagine a life without purpose. That's the thing that I'm most thankful for. Now, we have a story about the 10 lepers today, which is traditionally said when we do a service of thanksgiving. We did it on Monday. I served it at the prison yesterday. And there are 10 lepers that are healed by the Lord. And 9 of them go away. And they're happy they're healed. But they don't come back to the Lord. But the one, he interrupts his schedule according to the law. He had to go and make himself known to the priests and have an offering done and have be cleansed with water. He went back to the Lord and thanked him. And the Lord had an interesting question. He says, where are the 9? There's only this stranger. It was a Samaritan who thanked him. Now, that's part of Thanksgiving, is understanding that things come from the Lord. All good comes from the Lord. And I really was listening to this story about the steward today, which is a curious story, a very odd story, in which the Lord is basically using a selfish, indigent man as an example to us. His shrewdness is the example. And in context with the 10 lepers, and in context with American Thanksgiving, and in context with Orthodox Thanksgiving, Christian Thanksgiving, which is about living according to our purpose, I thought that this story of the steward buttressed in very, very well with it. Because we should be shrewd in how we give thanks. I think our thanks is very shallow most of the time. Thanksgiving is not that you say thank you. Thanksgiving is that you live in a way that says thank you. Now, I'll apologize that the examples I'm giving are autobiographical, because of course I know the things that I do that sometimes are difficult, but are really generated from that spirit of being so happy that I am a Christian and have purpose and can do things that are eternal and not temporary. But you should have these kinds of things as well. Maybe different. Your office is different than mine. Your circumstances in life are different than mine. But this is, in my opinion, how a Christian gives thanks. Gives thanks by loving others, by serving others, by thinking always, every day, what can I do that'll be eternal today? I can't tell you the number of times I have not wanted to drive 350 round-trip miles to prison, especially that first part, early in the morning. But every time I go, I am amazed at what happens. I'm very thankful for that, and that's also my expression to God of my thankfulness, to just go do that, and to love my enemy. And something I'm learning to do, I would advise you to learn to do it if you could. Now, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have known how to do it. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have known how to do it. Really, even less than that. Praying in the middle of the night is an expression of thanksgiving. Praying with some effort and with pain. See, we don't associate thanksgiving with pain. But really, a Christian, if he has a thankful heart, he wants to act as our Lord acts. He wants to emulate him. And our Lord said he had nowhere to lay his head. Obviously, he was able to sleep at night, and he didn't sleep standing up in a corner, so he did have a place to lay his head. But he had no time in his earthly life when he was not completely focused on one thing, on us, on our needs, on our pain. And I think that the more I do that, the more I feel in my heart just something getting bigger and getting warmer, starting to overflow even more. So I would submit to you that thanksgiving is something that Christians should do every day, but it's not so much an act with the lips, it is with the heart. If you're thankful that you are a Christian, that you have purpose, that God loves you and wishes you to be with him in eternity, that there will be no more pain or sorrow or sighing, but life everlasting. If you're thankful about that, then that should be the engine that makes you love your brother, especially the one that's not so easy to love. That should be the engine that makes you want to pray, even when it's hard to pray. That should be the engine that makes you want to humble yourself when you don't feel like being humble, or not to say something when you really want to say it. Some of those things are very hard, and they certainly don't always evoke this spirit that we kind of associate with being thankful, and that is happiness. I can tell you, honestly, some of the times when I have not been happy because something's been very hard, very difficult, very painful, are the times when I have been closest to God, because I feel God moving within me. And that's a feeling that nothing on earth can give. Only God can give that feeling. Let us give thanks today, absolutely. Let's eat turkey today. Especially let's eat sweet potato casserole today. And pumpkin, and not pumpkin pie, but pecan pie, especially. With lots and lots and lots of cream. And they'll make my day if everybody lets me shoot cream into their mouth. Most people won't let me do it anymore. It's one of my favorite traditions of Thanksgiving. But do all those things, but live as a Christian. Thank God by doing good works in life, because they should flow out of your heart. That's Thanksgiving. That's true Thanksgiving. I'll say one political comment. I'm a pastor, and it bothers me that American Thanksgiving for Orthodox has become a secular holiday. That people break their fast and have a big meal, because New Calendar Christians are in their fast right now. They break their fast and have a big meal, but they don't have the Thanksgiving before the meal. This is the Thanksgiving, the Eucharist. Now, it's become more common now for churches to hold at least some sort of Thanksgiving service in the morning. Sometimes they do it in the evening, so it's convenient, so that the day is all set aside for cooking and things like that. We must understand that we feast after we've given thanks to the Lord. That's very, very important. And thank God that we can serve the Eucharist freely, without anyone knocking down our doors, without anybody trying to behead us, as is happening in Syria, without having to hide. And we can partake of the Eucharist with open hearts, and then go out into the world and show our thanks to God by how we live. Let that be the way we give thanks. How we live. Let's be that other leper. That tenth leper. Who goes back to thank God. And the implication is, if he thanks God, he wishes to follow God and do all of his commandments. God bless you.